it's me tonight. I won't be satisfied, won't be denied.
WMFO Medford. Well, happy sunshining day and day of Valentine's, perhaps. Sunshine is really good. Yeah. So that was Depeche Mode. I hadn't heard that one, actually. That was Barrel of a Gun. Mm. So this is the voicemobile here at WMFO at Tufts University. WMFO Medford. On this February 14th, 2018. All right, so I think we'll put us in the mood.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a beautiful way to start the program. This is Steve Gorn, Luminous Ragas, Bansurai Bamboo Flute and Tambura. And this was Rag Shiv Aranjani. And just exquisite. Luminous Ragas, Bansurai Bamboo Flute and Tambura. So here we are. It's the day of the Valentines, or not, as the case may be. So, but here's something that you might like to take part in. This is Medford Conversations. They are happy to announce that registration is open for their 2018 Conversations series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer organization that arranges small discussion circles guided by trained facilitators. Last year, more than 100 members of the Medford community made new connections with their neighbors as they engaged in a series of discussions on race and diversity. This year's conversations will be centered on housing, transportation, and other basic needs in Medford. Our events are open to everyone at no cost, but pre-registration is required. Registration for this year's series closes on February 18th. Aha, so 4 more days. So be sure to register soon. Please visit medfordconversations.org to register or to learn more. A public service message from medfordconversations.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Olav Chris Henriksen, who is performing this wonderful, this is called La Guitare Royale, French Baroque and Classical Guitar Music, and we listened to Fugue by François Champignon, playing a lot of French and guitar music for this lovely Day of the Heart. So, you're listening to WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. Before that, we heard Zayara Menences, La Sandaga. It's a CD is called Latina, and she's a wonderful classical guitarist. Juanito Pascual, New Flamenco Trio, performed Tiferet, and that's on their CD. They're going to be performing live tonight up at... it's up in Beverly, the wonderful facility up there, and its name is escaping me, but it'll come to me, and they're going to have a dancer, flamenco dancer, with them as well. Let me see if I can pull that up for you. Let's see. Okay, so let's just take a minute here. All right, so the Cabot Theater, that's what we want. And let me see if I can get some more details about the show for you. I think it's an 8 o'clock start. I would love to go, but I just don't want to be coming back that late at night when I have to get up really early the next morning. So let's put in here, let's see. Cabot, DJs at the Cabot. Let's see. Concert at the Cabot. Five new shows. How about? Okay, here we go. So Flamenco and Valentine. Juanito Pascual, New Flamenco Trio. And it is 8 o'clock. Balcony seats available. And you can go online and get tickets. Let's see if they give the web address here. I think the Cabot, where do they have the address? Probably at the very end. Okay, nope, not at the end. Maybe it's at the beginning. They're also going to have privateer rum. How fun. So... flamenco and percussion, flamenco dancer. It's going to be great. Well, if you put in, I think it's there, but with the light shining in here, I can barely read it. Let's see. We lost that one. It's very bright in here today, and I didn't close the blinds, so... Okay, it's on Cabot Street in Beverly, and for info, 978-927-3100, and for tickets, 866-811-4111. So that's tonight's concert. That should be a lot of fun. And I think they're having Gaelic Storm in tomorrow night, so you can be... in Spain tonight, in flamenco, and in Ireland tomorrow night. And then Steve Sweeney is going to be doing something Saturday night. That should be fun. So some good shows up there at the Cabot. All right. So this is something that I found that I thought was fun to share with you. It says, Israeli research creates superfood out of blemished apples. Written by Mara Vigivani, February 11th. Blemished apples that used to be thrown away or sold to the juice industry for rock-bottom prices can now be used to create a superfood powder, thanks to research conducted at Tel Hai Academic College and the Galilee Development Authority. Researchers found that it is possible to make high-quality apple powder with surprising nutritional benefits from second and third rate apples that otherwise would be wasted. Dr. Ophir Benjamin from Tel-Hai Academic College and Professor Rafi Stern from MIGAL, Galilee Research Institute of the Galilee Development Authority, wanted to find a solution to the 15,000 tons of apples, some 10% of the annual yield, discarded each year in Israel due to apparent size or falling to the ground before ripening. The discarded apples have traditionally been sold to the juice industry for a fraction of their value, or even just thrown away, leading to some NIS $25 million in lost income each year. Benjamin and Stern came up with a powder that is first grated and then freeze-dried, with the addition of a very small amount of milk powder to prevent crystallization. The powder is intended as a healthy alternative to sugar, to sweeten soft drinks, and as a natural nutritional supplement. With 600 megagrams, I think that's what it is, vitamin C per 1,000 grams, yeah. It contains three times more vitamin C than guava, the fruit that has the highest amount of the vitamin per 100 grams. And 10 times, wow, more vitamin C than orange juice. It also has a high percentage of antioxidants and nutritional fibers, the researchers say, making it a superfood. We began our research last September with the aim of looking at what we could do with the enormous quantities of apples that the industry discards every year, Dr. Benjamin told TASPS. We went to Bereishit, one of the major apple producers in the country, and took samples of different kinds of apples, second and third grade, as well as apples designed or designated for grocery shops. We found there's no difference between the powder produced with first choice apples and second and third grade apples. According to Benjamin, the powder has many advantages, such as no preservatives, no food coloring, and 100% natural ingredients. But more importantly, he says, it's a major breakthrough for farmers. Now, apple growers will be able to take advantage of fruit that otherwise would have gone to waste, he says. The powder can be integrated into many food products and enrich their nutritional values, give them a refreshing apple flavor, and turning them into a superfood, he adds. The research will be presented for the first time next week at the Agricultural Innovation Conference at the Galilee Development Authority. How exciting that is, instead of things being wasted. So, yeah, you always want to find things that are improvements on the way we do things. So that's a good thing. Let's see. I just wanted to see Susan. Okay. So I think I've shared with you everything that I've played already. Let's just make sure. So we're going to go in a little bit different direction now. Here we go.
I wonder who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. Walking down the streets, she just laughing and playing with every man she meet. I wanna who gonna be your sweet man when I'm gone. I wonder who you gonna have to love you, honey. Who gonna care your business all? get mad when I'm gone. I wonder who you gonna have to love you, darling. Who gonna care your business all? There'll be somebody there, you believe that?
I was trying to play something, an MP3 file, and, I don't know if I can do this. This is so annoying. That's why I don't like to do these files. Okay. See if I can get this to come up. This is a local group that I, looks like this is actually going to work. Okay, let's see if we can get this to, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm really happy that that worked. So this is a local group of women, and they're on, let's see if I can read my own writing, 3 Unity Music. That doesn't look right. I just had it, and now it's gone again. Oh, dear. Okay, maybe I can get back here again.